Welcome to the Royal Ties Podcast. My name is Clark, the Financial Credit Coach, and I will be bringing you information acquired through firsthand experiences in order to help you increase your credit score, reduce interest rates, increase savings, and eliminate debts. Doing it for the community, from the community, and by community, I mean any and everyone who wants to learn and evolve. So let's get right into it. In today's episode, we'll discuss the impact of credit scores on auto loans and financing options. Your credit score plays a crucial role when it comes to securing favorable terms and options for auto financing. So let's dive in and explore how credit scores can affect your ability to obtain an auto loan and the financing options available to you. Listen, the impact of credit scores on auto loans is tremendous. Like when it comes to auto loans, your credit score can have several implications. And when I say several, I mean more than you can even imagine. But let's talk about one, like the loan approval. A higher credit score increases your chances of loan approval. Lenders view individuals with higher credit scores as less risky borrowers, making them more likely to be approved for loan applications. But the interest rates. Credit scores significantly impact the interest rates you'll be offered on an auto loan. Imagine. A higher credit score typically results in lower interest rates, which can save you thousands of dollars in interest over the life of the loan. The loan amount. Your credit score can influence the loan amount you can qualify for as well. A higher credit score may allow you to borrow a larger sum, giving you more flexibility in the choice of vehicle that you're going to get. Down payment. Now, there's different requirements for that, right? But a lower credit score may lead to higher down payment requirements. Lenders may require a larger down payment to mitigate the perceived risk associated with a lower credit score. Financing options based on credit score. So there's different credit scores, and they obviously bring you different various financing options, right? So there's prime, and then there's super prime. So individuals with excellent credit scores, typically in the prime or super prime range, have access to the most favorable financing options. So they can secure lower interest rates, flexible repayment terms, and potentially qualify for special incentives or promotional offers from those lenders. So if you're near prime, individuals with prime scores or with credit scores in the near prime range, should I say, may still qualify for financing, but may face slightly higher interest rates. So lenders may offer less flexible terms and the option on the loans may be more limited compared to prime borrowers. So some prime individuals with lower credit scores fall into the subprime category. While subprime borrowers can still obtain auto loans, they may face significantly higher interest rates and more stringent terms. So essentially, to carefully consider the cost and affordability of the loan before proceeding, just make sure you understand what I'm saying here. So things like buy here, pay here dealerships. For individuals with very low credit scores or no credit history, buy here, pay here dealerships may be an option. These dealerships offer in-house financing, which means they directly finance the vehicle purchase. However, it's important to note that interest rates and fees at these dealerships can be significantly higher than traditional lenders. Strategies for improving your auto loan options. So this is what you want to hear, right? Improving your credit score can help you secure more favorable auto loan options. So here are a few strategies to consider. I mean, here comes the gems. You guys know what I do. Gems every chance I get. Check your credit report. Ever heard that one before? It's all I talk about. Regularly review your credit report to ensure accuracy and identify any errors. Dispute any inaccuracies promptly and work on resolving any outstanding issues that may be impacting your credit score. It's not because it was there before that it's not hurting you now and it's not going to hurt you later. Make your timely payments. Pay all your bills, including credit card loans and utilities, on time. Timely payments help establish a positive payment history and they improve your credit score over time. Pay down your debts. Reduce your overall debt by making extra payments and keeping credit utilization low. Lower debt levels can positively impact your credit score and increase your chances of securing favorable loan terms. Establish a positive credit mix. I'll be talking about this now. Having a mix of different types of credit, such as cards, loans, mortgages, lines of credits, can positively impact your credit score. However, it's important to manage credit responsibility and avoid taking on excessive debts. Consider seeking pre-approval for an auto loan before visiting dealerships. So pre-approval allows you to know the loan amount and interest rate you qualify for, giving you more negotiating power and abilities to compare offers from multiple lenders. Listen, I'm not going to talk too much. You know me, I like to keep it short and sweet. In conclusion, Your credit score significantly impacts your auto loan options and the terms you'll be offered. So by understanding your credit score, taking steps to improve it, and seeking pre-approval, you can increase your chances of securing favorable financing options and saving money over the life of your auto loan. You know that's what I'm here to do. I make people save money. If I'm speaking somewhere, if you're on the podcast, anywhere I am, you're going to save some money. So this wraps up this episode on understanding the impact of credit scores on auto loans and financing options. Remember, a higher credit score opens doors to more favorable loan terms and options, so it's important to manage your credit responsibility and work towards improving your credit worthiness. Listen, I hope you learned something today. If you did, please like, follow, and share. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Let's bring financial literacy to an end. If anything I said today resonates with you, go to my website, www.clarkcadet.com. Fill out my form and let's talk. A simple consultation can take away so much stress. Holla at me. My name is Clark, the financial coach, and my motto is simple. Pay attention or pay for lack of attention. Please follow me at Clark, the financial coach, on Instagram.